Trent Sutton's got a couple in the truck. Eidolon.
That looks a winnable race from on paper today.
Which one is your best today, Trent?
I would say Eidolon.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
But Eidolon's kicked on strongly, and Eidolon goes on to score.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You bet we do. And we're at the Magnificent Nursery of Champions today at Bendigo. A bit of a yellow card situation for Dave Eustace from the May Eustace camp. Gave us the wrong one. Palduro won. And we backed the thing in the second race, which was, well, the first race, which was $7. Blew out to $8 and we missed the cash. So yellow card for Dave Eustace. It's a sad thing to have to do on a Thursday morning, but I have to do it.
I think he's got more than one yellow card too over the journey.
He's probably caught in the magic
of, maybe a collection.
Oh, gee.
Anyway, Pakenham tonight, the rail position is out 8 metres the entire circuit. Track condition is a good 4. Weather showers, or maybe a shower or two. We're still waiting penetrometer ratings, so we'll have that throughout the course of the morning. But we do have Bernard Hopkins, who is the track manager at Bendigo. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Are you sick and tired of the Bureau getting it wrong?
I tell you what, yesterday was frustrating for the day. We were watching the radar all day, and the showers and thunderstorms just kept going around us, so it was a tricky one.
What about today? Because in Melbourne there was forecast of a lot of rain, and now the forecast has changed. What's it like in Bendigo?
Well, it's looking the same today. Look, the forecast has changed here. They've backed off the rain, but the radar, there's still like thunderstorms which seem to be all heading south of us at the moment. So it's going to be a bit the same as hitting. There were some areas of Bendigo yesterday got heavy rain, and we got nothing.
Right. So as a result, what's the track looking like?
Yeah, it's a good 4. I ended up putting 5 millimetres on last night after sort of hanging out all day, and so we got a good 4. The rail out 5 metres and a penetrometer of 5.45.
All right, very good. Yeah. Well, hopefully the rain stays away.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Thanks.
It'll be a good surface all day then.
Beautiful. Thanks, Bernard.
No worries. See you later.
Bernard Hopkins there, the track manager at Bendigo. Packing and racing tonight, of course, and Robbie Griffiths has got him everywhere because he's got horses everywhere, his winners everywhere, and he's got a little mini-me floating around as well with Matty the Cock. It's magnificent. Robbie, good morning.
Morning, half body.
It is uncanny what's going on with you two. You know that, don't you?
It is very much. I've been looking up to people my whole life, so to find someone at the same level, it's been fantastic.
You've got five, you got six today at Bendigo. A race one, number one, Bird of Dubai is deep in the market. Can it win?
Ken, first run for us. She's been training really well, hasn't trialled, so we're going in a little bit blind, but she has trained really well, and we're hoping that first run for us, she can run well. It is a very good race that day, so we'll be happy if she just gets back and runs a place. So pretty tough days racing for us. We've got a lot of runners, guys, but most of them are probably more place chances, to be honest, than winners. But rain is not our friend, so
right.
We're hoping that... the rain does pass by, because if the rain comes, most of our runners at Bendigo, we thought we'd be scratching. So if the rain turns up, be careful of that.
All right, well, that's good information for the punter. So let's go. We won't go through all the Bendigo ones then. Which ones are probably your best at Bendigo? Let's play that game for a second before we get to packing up.
Well, most of them are place chances. The long start can hit the line and run a place. Hard squeeze is the last start winner, but it's a poor form race, so be mindful of that. But she's our best winning chance there. Oracolo's untrustworthy because he misses the start. He has got ability. Mysterious Art's a winning chance, but drawn poorly. So that's why we think most of ours are placed chances at Bendigo, with Hard Squeeze being the best winning chance of the lot.
Right.
Abrea can run a place, can't beat the short price favourite, and Tempest Calm's our best winning chance at Pakenham. So for the punters, you'd probably go rely on Hard Squeeze to be the best winning chance at Bendigo.
Yep.
You'd probably have a place all up into... Tempest Charm at Pakenham.
There we go.
Serious Art, the place into Tempest Charm, the wind at Pakenham would probably be the best. Or if you want to be really safe, have a multi-place Mysterious Art into Tempest Charm, you probably get a bit of value because he's about $3 a place, I think.
This is comprehensive.
This is unbelievable.
He's not talking like a trainer, Robbie. He's talking like a punter.
This is brilliant stuff. So just clarifying, we're going... Mysterious Art, the play, race 8, number 12 at Bendigo.
Yeah, the place.
The place. Into race 5, number 11 at Pakenham.
The place, and then that way you're safe.
Yeah, right.
If you want to be adventurous, you can go the win. But if you go place, you're pretty safe. There's a lot of horses second up, as we know. tend to be a little bit flat. So if you go to place, you're pretty safe.
Well, this is exciting for us, Robbie. This is very, very exciting. We're going to take that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a gold card. Because you put so much effort into it, I'm going to have a win on Tempest on Hard Squeeze as well. Dollar on the win there. Right. And then have an all-up place, race 8, number 12, at Bendigo into race 5, number 11, at Pakenham. That's what we'll do.
Right.
Good man. Have a great day, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Arf. Thanks, Marty.
Robbie Griffiths from Griffiths to Cock Racing. Hot to trot at the moment.